This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, that's what we're all about. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp is with us right now to help us celebrate the 4th of July. Jeff, of course, QB'd in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Today, he speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, prayer breakfasts, and, of course, we've talked many times about his book, Facing the Blitz. And Jeff, of course, serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation board. Happy 4th of July, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners, Bill. Well, thank you.
Hey, excellent. Well, we posted your video, your happy Independence Day celebration, sentiments to everybody here in the country. This is a very special day, lest we forget, right?
It is. I'm kind of channeling my inner Jack Kemp today because I really don't know any greater patriot than my dad, who so loved the Declaration of Independence and the courage and risks and prayers and sacrifices of our founding fathers and their families and the Constitution and the history of our nation and the soldiers that have fought for our freedom and spread freedom across the globe, free enterprise, capitalism, dignity and liberty for all, the American idea of opportunity. You may not start off in the same place in life, and no one's guaranteed to end up in the same place in life, but in this country you have an opportunity to become what God meant you to be. So I'm celebrating a great nation and its independence and its freedom and its principles. And remember, though, and as I said in the video, Bill, that the American dream that we work so hard to have and sometimes gets a little focused on creature comforts and economic benefits is not the ultimate dream. The ultimate dream is the perfected kingdom of God.
Exactly.
That those who accept Christ and know God can enjoy forever, which is open to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's open to anyone who humbles themselves and accepts God's answer to come back to him. So that's the ultimate dream. But
right.
The American dream is a great, great one because we've spread that message so well across the globe.
Well, it's an antecedent to what we will experience in God's kingdom. I mean, as much as you can here, and it is about liberty. I mean, this is why the Founding Fathers focused on that. I mean, freedom, you know, liberty, we take that for granted, but the profundity of those two words, when you pause and really think about it, it is liberating, I guess.
Yeah, God doesn't force people to worship him. He doesn't force people to believe in him, but he would desire them to be back in relationship with so greatly that he'd sacrifice his only son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So America has made these great sacrifices to create liberty that people could choose to become what they intend. But it isn't like a guarantee. This isn't socialism. This isn't communism. This isn't a monarchy where someone decides for us. We are the king, in a sense, in this country through our political process, which is where I think you and your listeners and I are so concerned that we educate our nation on its history, make sure that young people know that there's a price to freedom, and that liberty has responsibilities to it, and that we need a free enterprise system. We need jobs to be created by employers. We need folks who will take those risks. And we need people to be able to build families and raise families. Without that, you'll never, raise the children that really know who they are and that they're loved. So I think liberty is a fabulous concept, but we need to steward it, and yes, all of us need to be good citizens in that regard.
Well, without a doubt, in addition to a focus on a devotion of God's Word, especially today, reconnect with the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Might be added reading and valuable reading on this Independence Day 2018. Jeff Kemp, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for the insight, buddy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, today is a good time to stop. You know, maybe hit the pause button for just a moment and think about this great American experiment and your role in it. Are you adding to it? Are you taking away? Are we doing everything we can to promote unity? E pluribus unum, from many comes one. Are we united as Americans? Or have we allowed the political sentiment and divide and ideology to break us apart, to do the very things that our founding fathers, fought against? And projected values and a vision of one that would unite us and not divide us. After all, we are the United States of America. And our next guest, Scott Husing, is back with us. Scott, of course, is a war veteran, retired major, USMC, Semper Fi. Scott, let's bring you on here right now. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you today, Bill? Happy 4th.
Yeah, I have a lot of mixed emotions right here, Scott, frankly, because of where we sit right now. It's like I want to give a wake-up call and grab America by the shoulders and say, brothers, sisters, wake up here. You know, we got to be united in this thing. We've got to reconnect with the founding principles that our founding fathers and so many before us, you know, along the way, Scott, as you know, and you yourself, went to war, battled for liberty for our country and all the values here. But we seem right now to find ourselves with a culture that is somewhat disconnected and almost is taking for granted all that the heroes of our history have paid for.
Well, I don't think that's far off from the truth. And sometimes it makes me wonder, is that really the case? Is that really the statistic, or is that what's being painted in front of the American consumers through mainstream media? I really can't tell. I know that talking to fellow Marines and those that have served and other patriots who do hold our freedoms, you know, close to their heart, it's not the case. Maybe that's just the circles that I run in, and talking to people like you and your listeners. And
right.
And I want to say you're one of them, Bill, because I just got my box of MP3 players, by the way.
You did? Yeah. Oh, good. Great.
You know, for your listeners, Bill is a proud supporter of veterans, and you know, you just ask and he delivers. It's just amazing. I want to say thanks, because you're part of that culture and part of the group that I surround myself with. But, you know, the word patriotism to me, it extends far beyond the love I have for my country. And honestly, never been the type of person I just sit around and lament about why I'm grateful to be an American, because to me, it is really an emotion more than it is just a simple noun.
Yes, exactly. Well, when you have been in the military, and this is why, you know, it was such a blessing, you know, for us, Scott, just to serve this country, that when you're blessed like that, you want everybody to participate in it. And, you know, I know some people go, well, why do you want everybody to participate? You know, it's a little bit of putting the skin in the game. It's also understanding, and you talk about some education of, you know, founding principles of this country, what it's all about, and that we have to defend the freedoms that we enjoy. Without the defense of those freedoms, we go away, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, this is what's happening. If you look around the world, it's what's happening with other countries, is the courage of yesterday somehow has languished. Now, Scott, you know, point well taken, that in the inner circle of people that we hang with, you know, this is a foreign topic. But I look out and I see the young people, you know, that are being trained up in the educational systems that are employed here in America. And the stinking thinking and the ideologies that are being purported there is quite disturbing. And you've got a lot of young people talking about socialism. We've got an election that took place, a primary that took place in New York, where a 28-year-old upstart with very little political understanding and experience based on socialistic ideas came out and just said, hey, free everything. And she gets nominated and upends a 10-time, going on 11th time, you know, legislator. So these things are going, wait a minute, you know, this is serious stuff that needs to be addressed. But because of political correctness and the weaponization of political thought today, you know, it takes some courage to come back and say, look, at you know, you don't see this, but you're heading to a cement wall, and it's going to hurt when you hit there. And so for those and anybody that might be entertaining these kind of ideas that, first of all, disunify and do the one thing that's so important for us to realize, above all things, Scott, we are Americans. And that's what holds us together, is that common bond that we are Americans. We're immigrants from all the diverse places of this world. And we need to remember, above all, we are Americans. And when we do that, then it affords that opportunity for us to exercise in fullness and richness our First Amendment right. And that is to share our thoughts, to be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Well, it's a great example you shared with the New York primaries. And, you know, that's a double-edged sword as a guy that has served in the military that fights for those rights. And, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately, you look at our current administration, too. That's something you have to support, is when the people speak and they vote, that's something that we enjoy. And we can love it or hate it. And, you know, I'd say that, you know, when I wrote Echo and Ramadi, was to pay tribute to all of those who fought for the freedoms we enjoy. And you're right, to be quite honest, many Americans, I assume, take for granted those freedoms most days. And, you know, not really understanding, as we sit on this national holiday, the 4th of July, how inextricably linked it is to other holidays like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, when we do recognize that if it weren't for so many selfless patriots and warriors who fight, men and women who mm-hmm. have picked up a weapon and defend a cause and attack if required and risk everything so we can continue to have this type of prosperity, we wouldn't be doing this today.
Exactly. Well, what this often reminds me of, Scott, here in terms of, because some people wonder, they go, well, why do people want to bring America down? And it's an interesting dynamic within our dysfunctional humanity that takes place. And what comes to mind was, I heard this story years ago where there's a gentleman in San Francisco there at Alioto's outside the restaurant waiting for his name to be called. And if you've been there at the wharf before, you can envision and know what I'm talking about. But as he was waiting there on the wharf, he noticed this guy was selling selling crabs, live crabs. His blue box, and occasionally he would, you know, and the lid of the box was off to the side, and occasionally he'd see a pincher kind of stick up over the box, and he's going, God, water's right there. I mean, this guy's going to lose his inventory. And he was just watching, waiting for his name. And finally, a curiosity got to him. And he goes to the guy. He says, hey, what's the deal here? I noticed you're selling these live crabs, and I see pinchers coming out of the box. And, you know, there's the lid. Why don't you just put the lid on the box? And aren't you afraid they're going to get out and scramble into the water? He goes, oh, he goes, you don't understand. And he goes, what do you mean I don't understand? He goes, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out of the box, the others grab them and pull them back down. Interesting, huh? I appreciate you putting up with me and to share that story with you. It might have some appropriateness, well, relevant to, you know, the American crabs and what we're trying to do. We've busted out of the box and people want us to get back in. We've got more from Scott. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Every single day, promoting truth, Bill Martinez live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her silver day. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
Say it's been decades, but Lee Greenwood's song continues to chicken skin me. Every time I hear that song, you just get this sense of pride and chills, you know, throughout your body and appreciating, you know, what it's about being proud to be an American for all that it represents. No apologies, you know, not in the way that some contemporary thought would get you to want to feel guilty for, but we have been a shining light on a hill, as President Reagan pointed out, and we continue to be that, and we hope to continue to honor the memory of so many before us that have given so much on this Independence Day as we pause to remember and celebrate. I just got a text from a dear friend of mine here on the West Coast, Bob Cook, in talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in my conversation with Scott, we mentioned that here it is, a upstart politician at 28 years old, and she's promoting socialism. But, you know, and she wins. But you have to remember, it was less than 45,000 people voted. So if you're not going to confront and engage the culture and engage the political system, then the American dream, you know, can dissipate. And much to the delight of those that are antithetical to what we're trying to promote here in terms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, Scott?
Well, absolutely. And that's exactly what we were just talking about. And, you know, we wouldn't be enjoying the things we're doing, you know, talking on the radio, sitting in the car, listening to the show, and, you know, voting. That list is endless. And there are still cultures who sit in oppression, and these concepts are completely foreign to them. And as a guy that has fought in, you know, some of the worst conditions, you know, in Iraq in 2006 and 2007, you know, we gave Iraqis their freedom. And
yes,
a lot of people can never see that lens that I looked at those events through. And there were many brave Americans along with brave Iraqis that stood up and fought alongside of us. Very, very much akin to the patriots of our American Revolution. And we know what democracy brings in the wake of war and the peace and prosperity, but it does take more than a battle or a war or an election. It takes a culture, and it takes a team to really reinforce that ideology. And that's something we should continue to foster. And it's not always easy when we're constantly inundated with the blatherings on mainstream media that just, you know, highlight those small percentages, which I still think, I still want to believe anyway, that they are the minority, but they still have a voice in this country.
Well, they really are, Scott, but you got to think about, you know, let's revisit Germany for just a real quick minute. How many Germans were actually fascist and, were supportive of Heil Hitler? It was less than 10%. So you get a situation where it doesn't take a whole lot to penetrate and infect the mindset and the culture of a people that Germany to this day, you know, is shadowed by, and they're the effect of what happened in World War II. You know, so it doesn't take a whole lot. So it's very dangerous. But all it does is take is people who are very casual. They take this for granted. And as you say, and having been one who has been on the war front in the battle zone, Scott, you understand that freedom, you know, comes at a price, and you have to be willing to defend it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think those are often periods in American history too. Those that have defended it, and you know, at that time during the Revolutionary War, we don't often like to talk about that as Americans, those dark periods of American history where, you know, upwards of 50,000 patriots lost their lives to gain the freedoms we have today, and probably another 50,000 after the war to disease or whatever else,
right,
they had to deal with back then. And then you know, during our bloody Civil War. Those are just periods we don't like to talk about, and those are points and milestones in our nation's very short history that if we tend to forget those, you're right, we will be in trouble. And I think it's incumbent upon, you know, people like yourself that have a voice and people that share stories to not even gently remind people of how fragile that is if we let it slip away. But we need to constantly remind people that it needs to be refreshed, and we need to keep that at the forefront of every discussion.
Exactly. And this is one of the reasons why we appreciate what you've written in Echo in Ramadi, the firsthand story of the U.S. Marines in Iraq's deadliest city. Lest we forget, many heroes, but the focus is here about what happened in Ramadi. Share some stories, Scott, if you would.
Well, the book itself is really written about the people, as you know, and
right.
That's really what we've been talking about is these young Americans, these brave citizens that raise their hand and take an oath and really risk everything to stand up for a cause. And I think that there's so many great examples that I wrote about. I would have written about all my Marines if I could have put it in a super long book. No one would have ever read it. It wouldn't be a bestseller. The love I have for these Marines and the soldiers that I fought alongside are very emblematic of what everyone who's defended our nation and is willing to protect what we stand for. And it's not for a constitution or for policies or strategy. It's for their families, man. It is for their friends, and that's why they do what they do. And they continue to do that to this day as we still fight in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world and project power, which, you know, helps us sustain what we have here. And these young men and women are the best our nation has to offer, and our younger generation is still continuing to carry that mantle of success forward as much as our millennials tend to get raked across the coals by so many older generations. I'm a Gen Xer, and I'm never one to do that. I don't subscribe to that adage of, you know, I walked uphill in the snow both ways to school. I share my wins and losses and my leadership with the younger generation, because that's what leadership is, and that's the responsibility we have as people that have been through war, that have been through some of the tougher times in our nation. We have to share those experiences and educate. That's the real responsibility, instead of continually denouncing or bashing those who don't understand. I think it's really the secret to success. It's really a hallmark of leadership that we need to embrace.
Well, Scott, as you and I have discussed before, I guess when you look at the totality of this population here in America, we're talking less than 1%, you know, even a fraction of that actually finds themselves in a combat situation, you know, such as what you endured and experienced, and along with the other Marines and others that, you know, fought for freedom on our behalf. I think because of that, It gives you a special place. You know, I know honor is part of it, but a special place where your voice can be heard, because you did defend. I mean, you went out there, and you would do it again today, as I would. You know, somebody had asked me about that, you know, because they come to me and they say, "Hey, I really appreciate your service," and I say, "You know," and I would do it again in a nanosecond. I got to get back into shape here real quick, but I mean, I'm in a nanosecond, I'm ready to go here, you know.
Yeah, it's a young man's game, that's for
yes.
sure. But you're right. I think we do have a special affinity, but you know, I never like to promote guilt patriotism, as you were kind of alluding to, and you know, because everybody has a part, and everybody can have a part. You know, and it's not just saying thank you for your service, which is always great. It's always a great start. But, you know, there's so many ways to help, and you don't have to join the military to do that and be part of that. You know, less than half of 1% of 330 million people in America, you can have a voice and you can make a difference. And I think that you know, whether you're in media or whether you're in the military, sharing those stories and just bringing
exactly
to the real important issues is a vital message.
Well, Scott, we're out of time. The other thing you can do is vote. Make sure you register. He is the author of the book, Echo in Ramadi.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a West Virginia speaking engagement on the eve of the 4th of July, President Trump answers those who've been calling for a federal agency to be abolished.
I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement.
Speaking at what was called a salute to service dinner at the Greenbrier Resort, the president saying he continues to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he will continue to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the federal government cannot do much to stop school shootings. The Kentucky Republican telling a crowd in his home state that local schools and local law enforcement have to take the lead on school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, I will remind you to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, much of the news on race and research, particularly on black men in America, has been sobering, even depressing over the last decade, to say the least. And today, in a just-released report, the American Enterprise Institute visiting scholar W. Bradford Wilcox with co-authors Wendy Wang and Ronald Mincy have some good news to report. And with us right now is Brad Wilcox. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
Hey, good to be here. Tell us about this good news you got to share with us.
Well, you know, as I've talked to black audiences, what I have found is that many people think in the black community, and I think elsewhere too, think that a lot of black men are floundering, that they're more likely to be poor and be incarcerated and to be unemployed. And there's certainly, you know, some issues there. But the good news from this report is that most black men will not be incarcerated. Most black men are not poor. And I think most surprising, we find that one in two black men are in the middle class or upper class in America today.
Right. That's a huge shift right there, one in two, Brad.
Yeah, that's right. What we see is that only minority were in the middle upper class in 1960, but now more than 50% have reached that level of success in America.
Brad, is some of the stuff, as you mentioned early, is that maybe it has more to do with perception than reality, and then this is what these numbers are bringing out? Because I hear from many black Americans, when some of these numbers were coming out, they're going, wow, not in my neighborhood. I look around about my friends, and, you know, they're executives. They're making six figures. They own their own homes. Families are in school. You know, conversations I didn't hear when I was growing up necessarily, but, you know, a bit of the pushback. So maybe the narrative for some of the, you might call them race hustlers, was that if you kept the perception of black America being down and out, maybe that fed their narrative.
Well, I do think that part of the problem here is that the media and some of the academy, and certainly in social media, there is a focus on, you know, on the negative, on the latest racist incident, on the latest encounter with police, or just on some other kind of negative, you know, story that relates to African Americans. And sometimes that is driven by a desire for racial justice. Sometimes it's driven just by kind of, you know, the idea that more controversial news tends to be more likely, you know, to garner attention.
Exactly.
But all that, I think, again, kind of misses, you know, the good news about race in America and the good news about black men in particular that our report is spotlighting.
And I think that's encouraging for many Americans today, Brad, who are just saying, you know, almost in the words of Rodney King, why can't we just get along? You know, we seem to have come a long way here for all the fussing and fighting. Are there still issues, as you say, social justice issues? Yeah, I think they need to be addressed, and they're being addressed, I think. But when you consider how far black America has come, I mean, after all, it wasn't that long ago we elected a black president, did we not?
Yeah, that is correct. And we also have seen, you know, actually a decline in the number of black men who are incarcerated and a narrowing of the gap in incarceration between white and black men. But I think it's sort of, you know, there are two different sort of trends to sort of hold on at the same time. On the one hand, it is true that black men are disproportionately likely to be, you know, incarcerated, mm-hmm. to be poor, et cetera. And we can't lose sight of that reality. But what sort of, I think, come out in our report is that we also can't lose sight of the fact that there are, you know, millions of black men who are flourishing, and we, you know, we need to sort of hold them up as models, you know, for all of us to sort of acknowledge, and also as models for young black men who are coming up to sort of realize that they too can forge a path into the middle upper class in America if they follow a couple of different steps, and that's what we also articulate in this report.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you, what are the key differences between those who are incarcerated versus those that are entering the middle class?
So in terms of who's flourishing in America, we find that the black men who have gotten more education, who are more likely to be working full-time, black men who are married, black men who are church-going, and black men who are military veterans are more likely to be flourishing. And I think the first couple of points I just made are probably obvious to many folks. But what I think is interesting and part about our report is that we also have a big military story here. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, for men in the military, there's a focus, obviously, on loyalty, on responsibility. There is also a very marriage-friendly culture in the military. You can't, for instance, get on base housing if you're cohabiting for your partner. You can only do that if you're married. You can't get access to medical care for your partner unless you're married. So the military is also a very kind of marriage-friendly place. And, in fact, we find in the research that the U.S. military is basically the only place in America where there's no racial gap in marriage rates, where black and white enlisted are about equally likely to be married. Mm-hmm. And more likely to be married than their peers in the civilian world. So that's, I think, an interesting part of this report, just sort of pointing out the ways in which the U.S. military tends to advance the welfare of black men and their family lives as well.
You also mentioned this report is giving some indication, and you say self-reported racial decline in self-reported racial prejudice.
Well, we're just reporting some information here from places like Pew and Gallup that have been tracking, you know, racial attitudes, you know, over decades. And that's where we see some declines in reported racism. And also, of course, increases in interracial marriages, which is an important indicator of kind of racial harmony in America.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes, and I was just going to say, I got to imagine that with the interracial marrying, this is all part and parcel to this decline of racial prejudice. Kind of hard to be racially prejudiced when you're married to someone who was, kind of stands up against that. You're saying in this report, the key takeaways of the report include black men who have made it into the middle class or higher as adults today stands at 57%, and the share of black men who are poor has fallen from 41% in 1960 to 18% in 2016. I mean, that takeaway right there is huge, Brad.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I think it's a very encouraging story here about how the racial landscape in America is improving, in the last 50 years. And, I think it's important in giving people a sense of hope about what hopefully we can accomplish in the next few decades, too.
Right. And this is a snapshot of where we are today. So, have we seen the trajectory? Have we been able to witness this trajectory over the past decades? Or is this kind of breakthrough evidence of where we are today?
Well, to be fair and to be honest, the progress of late has been slower than it was in the first, two decades after the Civil Rights Movement. So I think the challenge is, what can we do now, today, to keep these numbers headed in the right direction?
Well, that's the question. So do you have any suggestions on that?
Well, I would say two different things. I think that one thing that we can do to help on this score is to basically lift up things like the importance of education, work, marriage, faith, and military service, to recognize that these sort of classic avenues, to realize the American dream are there, they remain open, and that people should, be pursuing them. But I think it's also the case, too, that we need to be thinking about ways to reduce racism, and also to look specifically at ways to make our criminal justice system more equitable, so that when we are charging people for crimes and we are sentencing people for crimes, that we're not kind of treating black males differently than we are other Americans as well.
Yeah, maybe to make sure that once again, Lady Justice remains blind, and that way, brings fairness back into the equation. I agree, Brad. I think that is so critical. Brad Wilcox, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks. Take care, buddy. Bye.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, Maranatha, huh? 14 before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here as we celebrate our 242nd birthday in the country. And A.K., Andrea K. is with us with Cooler Talk. You know, the grand old lady looking pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't heard any reports of any need for Botox or fillers or a facelift. You know, if it ain't broke, it don't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
So this country, why are they trying to change it? Greatest country on the face of the earth.
Exactly. Well, according to Axios, they had some interesting surveys that they did. And so you might want to check if you're going to be spending some time with people. You got some people that are really bummed out in the political class regarding their level of pride, you know, to be an American. Overall, it has slipped below the majority now. Last year, I think we were at 54%. Now it's down to 47%. That's just from 2015 to 2018. I'm sorry, not last year. Democrats have gone from 47 to 32%. Independents from 53 to 42. Republicans from 68 to 74. So we may be that lone voice out in the desert, but, you know, a lot of stinking thinking out there, as Zig Ziglar would have said, you know, about this country. And it's like, wow, it makes you wonder if you want to be at a picnic with some of the Dems that can't seem to find a reason to be proud to be an American.
Exactly. I mean, what are they celebrating today?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not celebrating today. Hey, if you're not proud to be American, can you stay home and not clog up the beaches for me today here in San Diego?
Or the freeways. Yes.
Right.
Hey.
I know, by the way, you know, maybe they should be appreciating something that what they have to celebrate today, because if they were in Venezuela or Cuba or any of these systems that they are so in love with, there ain't even hot dogs to throw in the grill, okay? They're chasing down dogs in the street
right. In
Venezuela. And, you know, it's just the numbers reflect the Democrats' agenda, because I talked about if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They've got to convince the American people that it's broken. They have to convince the American people there's something wrong with it. Otherwise, why would anybody buy into the need to change it and to transform it into their agenda? And when we, What I don't know, though, about the insides of some of these polls is there could be some people saying they're not proud of America right now for reasons other than what the Democrats think. There could be Americans right now, Bill, that are not proud of Americans because they've got a sitting congresswoman like Maxine Waters calling for mobs to harass people in restaurants.
Exactly.
I'm proud of that as a part of my government.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting to your point, and we were talking with Major Scott Husing, the author of Echo and Ramadi a moment ago, and former military combat veteran. I mean, 10 tours of duty in the Middle East on behalf of our freedoms. And Scott, you know, says, Scott, you know, I feel the same way, is that maybe we're listening to the mainstream media and to these echo chambers too closely and giving them more credit and thinking that, you know, more people than really are this depressed. Because a USA Today Ipsos poll, by comparison, again, this is reported in Axios this morning, they asked a different question. It was kind of a clever distinction in its question, okay? Because, you know, the Gallup poll, as I mentioned, currently 47% describe themselves as less than proudful about America, down from 51% in 2017 and well below the peak of 70% in 2003. So USA Today, by, you know, asking a question a little bit different, discovered that 72% felt proud to be Americans, 42% feel pride of, you know, are feeling proud of America right now. So I guess an overall and a current perspective, and again, right now, when you listen to the negative, you know, the negative narrative that's put out there about this country, especially the things that are happening at the border. And, you know, I think this whole partisan deal and what the Democrats are doing in terms of, you know, kind of ruining the holiday for us by insisting that, it's just an absolute disaster, kids in cages and all this other narrative. I mean, that they're trying to run away for what? You know, for the sake of, you know, some midterm election points. But then, you know, the truth comes out and it's not as bad as they would lead you to believe.
Well, of course it's not, because this is just more of trying to create the perception. We got to be careful with polls, right? Because a week before the election in 2016, they were telling us Hillary had an 80% chance of winning, right?
90 in some cases.
Yes. The most important poll, actually, as it relates to being proud of America, was the fact that on Election Day in 2016, the majority of Americans, which had to have included Democrats and independents, were a part of that blue wall that voted for President Trump. And what was President Trump's agenda? What was his platform? Make America great again. It was a platform of being proud of America. Mm-hmm. So proud of America. It was a rebuke of the left who says that America's broken and that America needs to be fixed. And then on top of it, you had a recent poll from Mark Penn, longtime liberal, buddies with the Clintons. 84% of Americans believe that the illegals at the border should be united and sent back home.
Right.
And that it's parents that were responsible for the fact that 10,000 of the 12,000, first of all, the parents are responsible that any separations occurred, but particularly the fact that Americans aren't stupid. We know that 10,000 of the 12,000 kids at the border were sent here and alone. Send her by themselves.
Yes.
Not parents with them.
Yeah.
So they can be at the border here in San Diego singing their little songs, I hate America, I want to abolish ICE. But the American people want America restored. We want to its original greatness and what this country was founded on. We celebrate that today, and they're not going to ruin it for us.
Well, again, we're reminded for those citizens, for those of us that believe in national security, I mean, those that don't are, you know, they're exposing themselves quite blatantly over this ideology. It's like they've disconnected themselves from reality and they live in some sort of parallel universe. This is why Main Street America just thinks, you know, they've just gone over the top, that it's absolutely ridiculous. Why would you allow illegals to come in who broke the law to begin with if people, you know, chances are they will do what they've done. If they broke the law on one side of the border, chances are they're going to break the law again on the other side. And this is what we find happening time and again. And if you think not, then talk to our good friend Maria Espinoza, who heads the Remembrance Project and has a load full, I mean a truckload full of heartbreaking stories of families who are celebrating 4th of July without a loved one because an illegal immigrant, a lawbreaker, murdered their child.
Yeah, and, you know, the left always goes too far, and this time they really did in exposing really what they're about, their hate for this country, and their disrespect for our laws, and their disrespect for American citizens. When they refused to show any heart, any love, any compassion, any empathy for those angel families that President Trump brought out, who the stories that they told, oh, my gosh, one man and his daughter's body found in an artichoke field after it had been ravaged. I mean, and that was one of the more pleasant stories that were told. If you can't embrace them and you're more concerned about some families that brought some trauma onto themselves by coming here illegally, something's really wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm not buying all the. I'm buying that there's a good part of the Democrats that hate this country. Obviously, that's their agenda. But in total, far more Americans love this country, and that's why they voted for President Trump. And they know that. They really know that on the left.
Exactly.
That's why they're so hysterical. That's why they're lashing out and behaving like they are in restaurants towards people.
Right. Well, people are forgetting, first of all, no matter what, Andrea, we are Americans at the end of the day. That's what our Constitution stated. That's what our founding fathers created for us. But if we disconnect from those foundational principles, then we think we're just a bunch of tribes out there, you know, vying for our space. But if we consider that we all are Americans and we're part of this great American experiment, then, you know, as Lou Euler would say, man your oar, be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Now, think about where we are today. The U.S. had more job openings this spring than unemployed Americans, according to the Wall Street Journal. Okay? We travel freely every day. 2.5 million of us board 42,000 flights. 25% of us do volunteer service. U.S. government spends close to $50 billion, that's 1% of total federal budget authority, helping the world, plus billions more from U.S.-based philanthropies. Americans are part of just 39% of the world population, judged by Freedom House to be free. Violent crime in the U.S. has fallen sharply over the past quarter century, according to Pew Research Center. Crime in New York, for example, plunges to a level not seen since the 50s, according to the Times. We have lots to celebrate here in this great American experiment, do we not, Andrea?
Well, yeah, we're the greatest country in the history of the planet. This little experiment, it is so young. We're like a baby compared to England. Mm. You know, it's like Queen Elizabeth probably has underwear, older than our country has been alive. We are the country that provides 96%. 96% of the countries around the world get some form of financial aid from the United States of America. We are the country's military. We are the country that saved the world from communism and Nazism. And oh, by the way, while we were doing that, we were those kinds of activities saving the world from evilness. We are also the country that created the telephone, electricity. We discovered, invented flight. I mean, think of all the technological advancements that were born out of the greatest system, the greatest country on the face of the earth. Shame on any American right now who is not proud of this country. In fact, it's why everybody's trying to come here. And shame on those who are trying to come here illegally, and then when they get here, they refuse to assimilate into our culture. And that's another reason why the Americans want our borders sealed, because they're resentful of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. AK, lots happening around the cooler, and this is why we love you here every week, talking about it, keeping us up to date. Andrea Kay, national radio and TV personality on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, AK.
Thank you. Happy 4th.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.